Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Apostle of our confession. An apostle is one who is sent. Jesus is the one sent from the Father and empowered by the Holy Spirit to deliver the gospel in which all Christians confess their belief. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
What's the most important thing about...
Timing.
This is Wretched Radio, take two. What's the most important thing about launching a provocative new book?
Timing.
Thank you, Zoink Scoob. Dr. Greg Gifford's book, it is almost here, and the timing couldn't be better. Don't know how much you scan the internet machine, but perhaps you've noticed a veritable proliferation of articles criticizing the secular therapeutic. And that's exactly what Greg Gifford's book is all about. Lies My Therapist Told Me. You can get it pre-ordered. FortisInstitute.org/lies. I was going to say truth, but that's a different slash.
That's a different, yeah.
That's kind of ironic that we have it that, is. Don't we? Because I think we've got two of those links. Okay, so if you want to get the book, go to FortisInstitute.org/lies. If you want to support us during our Truth Unhindered Match campaign, talk about polar opposites, then you can visit FortisInstitute.org/truth. In fact, if you would, we'd be super grateful. We've got a match campaign going on because we intend to replace store revenue. We're closing the store so that we can give it away, so that we can share it with churches and believers around the world who can't afford to pay for stuff. For instance, Herman Hu, it'll be free. Wretched Worldview, it'll be free. Road Trip to Truth, transform all of it. We're closing the store. Jimmy, this probably ain't going to help sales in the next couple of months. I'm just telling you that right now. But that's what we're trying to... Actually, we are going to have a really big sale because we still have a warehouse full of stuff, the hard copy stuff. And we're going to empty the warehouse. And then after that, free. But we could use your support so that we can give things away. Would you like to join us in just gifting thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people with free stuff? Consider visiting FortisInstitute.org/truth. It's a match campaign, dollar for dollar, FortisInstitute.org/truth, which is different than slash lies, which is about Greg Gifford's book, which is perfectly timed. Why? Well, here's an article from John Clark. This is a Substack. I don't know what that means. Jimmy, is a Substack, that's just where people go and they write and they converse.
That's right. That's right. It's something like that.
Like a blogosphere.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okie dokie then. You know, I can't even create a Zoom thing, whatever that is. That's how bad I am at this. I'm telling you. Does DSM have something for people who are just technological nincompoops?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, I'm not so good at it. This is a Substack article. Is it finally time to study SSRIs properly? And the reason that this particular article was motivated is because Wyoming is considering a piece of legislation that Tennessee passed. I think I maybe mentioned this. Requiring toxicology testing of mass shooters for SSRIs and other drugs. It's about time. Whilst I think I alluded to this article, would like to share the deets because that's how cool people talk. You should know these statistics. You should know that. I get the debate, correlation, connection. I get it. Always got to be careful. Is it just related coincidence or is it causation? We got to answer that question. But we can't answer that question if we're not given the information. So Tennessee already passed a law saying you got to fess up. If somebody's a mass shooter, what were they on? What were they getting off of? What had they been on? There's an accused perpetrator of mass shooting, Florida State University, had been diagnosed with emotional dysregulation. That doesn't sound vague, does it? And had recently come off prescription medications. Studies show not only taking SSRIs, but also changing doses or coming off the medicines too quickly can cause suicidal ideation and other psychological distress. Shh, don't talk about that. Well, why not? I know everybody wants to talk about guns. I'm happy to have that conversation, but let's put everything on the table, shall we? From this article, a Swedish study a decade ago found a significant link between suicide and being on or going off of SSRIs. Furthermore, the study found a significant link between mass shootings and SSRIs. Uh-oh. Now, RFK is looking into it. Grateful for that. I sure hope that they follow through with this because it's well overdue that we start asking why the proliferation of these until I think maybe there was like one or two a decade. I remember, I think it was when Columbine took place. Was that the first biggie? I think it was. At least that I think was startled and shocked all of us. So I did some research without AI at the time to ask how many mass shootings were there prior to Columbine. Jimmy, would you go to your AI machine? I know that you got it warmed up in there. And just ask it, how many school shootings prior to Columbine? It's very rare. What happened? What changed? Was it because Love Boat and Fantasy Island went off the air? That Hollywood Squares was off the air. I think it's back on the air. Why are game shows being played at night on TV? At any rate, what changed in our country? Let's analyze the big changes. You got to put social media on the table too. It's different than it was. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's Tesla's. There's a lot of tests. Okay, so let's ask, is there any sort of causation, correlation, connection between Teslas and mass shooting? I don't care what it is. What's changed? Let's ask if it's contributed to this. Maybe that is something we could agree on, but I doubt it. The main finding of the study, this is the Swedish study, and the one that received the most press was that for both males and females between 15 and 24, there was a statistically significant increase in the rate of violent crime during the period someone was taking the medication compared to when they weren't. Depression is likely not caused by imbalances in serotonin or other neurotransmitters. Now, that story broke a few years ago. Did that slow down the SSRI production? No, it didn't. But it should have, because that was the claim. Hey, we got to deal with your serotonin levels in your frontal lobe. So here's yourself a little Triptolix or whatever silly name that they put on them. It doesn't help. Why? Because that's not what causes it. So why are we taking these medications when they don't do what they purport to do? Because that isn't the actual... This is like, you know, right now... Okay, so Jimmy, you got yourself a little trichne going on right now, right?
Yeah, I do. A little bit.
Yeah, I think chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy.
Yeah, sure. Chemotherapy.
Okay.
Yeah, just go ahead and take that. It might help your knee.
It might.
I mean, it might cause you to kill people or to be really sick and throw up a lot. But it could help your knee. You'd go, wait, hold on a second. This isn't medicine. This isn't science. B-I-N-G-O. Okay, Jimmy, what did the AI machine say?
So there were only three prior to Columbine.
Seriously?
That fit the definition of mass school shooting.
Wow.
Yeah, the last one was in 89.
Long-term effects of SSRIs also cause profound loss of, this is, look what we're doing for the kids. Loss of sexual function. Did you know that was going on? Labeled post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. Of course, we've PSSD. This is outrageous. Somebody stop this train. Jane! Stop this crazy thing. Exactly. Eric Harris, the infamous Columbine shooter, one of them, had been taking Lovox, an antidepressant prior to the shooting. He'd been switched from Zoloft. Both come with Paxil and Prozac, are SSRIs. Anybody want to talk about it? It's time. I'm telling you, Greg Gifford's book is perfectly timed for this conversation. FortisInstitute.org/lies. An estimated 10 million Americans took antidepressant drugs in 2006. Citizens Commission on Human Rights International estimated 45 million Americans are taking antidepressants. FDA warning in a public health advisory book back in 2004. Anxiety, agitation, panic attacks, insomnia, irritability, hostility, impulsivity, akathisia, severe restlessness, hypomania, super excited, mania, psychosis, exalted feelings, delusions of grandeur have been reported in adult and pediatric patients being treated with antidepressants. What's going on? I don't know. That's why we should have legislation that reveals what are these kids taking. A study in the Journal of Molecular Psychiatry in 2023 indicated there is little evidence to suggest that depression is caused by chemical imbalances in the brain. And yet, they continue to be diagnosed. Despite the fact, 2017, British Medical Journal, antidepressants increase the risk of suicide, violence, and homicide at all ages. Thank you for your honesty. And congratulations to Tennessee and Wyoming. May 48 states follow you. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? Yeah, that's the culture we're living in right now. But you know what gets me excited? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We've assembled a team of incredible voices who are diving deep into God's Word every single day. I'm talking about Dr. John Krotz helping you integrate theology into real life, or Dr. Adam Tyson, who is speaking truth into young men's hearts, or Pastor Brad Bigney transforming marriages from surviving to thriving. But here's the thing, while we're standing strong, that's what Fortis means, by the way, we need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. We're not starting something new at Fortis. We're strengthening something vital. And so if you're ready to join us in this mission, if you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Gloss, and real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org, because we truly believe the church deserves better. fortisinstitute.org.
Hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is the art and science of interpreting Scripture. One key principle of hermeneutics is the analogy of Scripture. If God is consistent and the Bible is God's Word, then the Bible is consistent. We can then use Scripture to interpret Scripture, understanding less clear verses in light of clear verses. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Bye bye, Elmo. May Planned Parenthood be next.
Thank you for calling Planned Parenthood. Thank you for choosing Planned Parenthood, Greater New York.
Thank you for calling Planned Parenthood, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Planned Parenthood.
This is Wretched Radio, PBS. Defunded from your tax dollar support. Now they've got to make it on their own. I say, go get them, PBS. If you're so magnificent, if you are so needed for our society, you should have no problems making tons of cash selling commercials for programs that people actually want to watch. May Planned Parenthood be next. There are at least conversations. There is serious talk about defunding Planned Parenthood. And maybe this expose by Live Action. This is Lila Rose. She's a Roman Catholic. She has been on really one of the loudest advocates for babies in the womb. As a Roman Catholic, this issue is extremely important to her. And Live Action decided to call up Planned Parenthood clinics and ask them some questions. As an underage minor, they recorded them. We have them. Prepare to be disgusted.
Hi, my name's Sophia. I'm just trying to schedule some gender-affirming care. I really just want to be able to get some testosterone to start my journey.
So we just have to start by booking your initial appointment so you can come in to see one of our providers.
Are you over 18?
No, I'm 16.
Oh. You're good to be seen here then, 16 and older.
Come on, 18-year-old. You can't boat. You can't drink. But we'll give you a testosterone if you, young lady, think you're a boy.
I'll take that. You're okay to do it for minors.
Yes, you can legally get hormones under 18.
Ouch, that was Little Canada, Minnesota. Been there only a gazillion times. This is Greater New York.
How old are you?
16. I know my mom has to come in with me. Does she have to be in there the whole time? Like, how does that work? Because I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
At some point in the appointment, maybe she doesn't have to be in the examining room with you.
You said I could do it virtually?
Yeah, you could do it virtually.
Oh, good.
So what would that look like?
Convenient.
So I just talk to a doctor and then they'd be able to prescribe me.
Yeah, if it's virtual, you'll...
By the way, this is all in a minute. That was Brooklyn Park. This is Mankato.
Still meet with the doctor and then go over, like, all necessary information. At the end, they will then be prescribing hormones that would then be scripted out to, like, your local pharmacy.
Boom, that's it. You meet a doc on a Zoom call. We'll write you that script. This is so scientific, isn't it?
I don't need any, like, therapy or anything first. Like, you don't need any record of that?
Not that I know of.
I don't need any sort of, like, records of having gone to therapy or anything like that, right?
Yeah, so unless you have TRICARE insurance, it would not be required.
There's nothing that I need before, right? Like, I don't need to, like, have records of meeting with a therapist or anything, right? Because my parents definitely aren't going to let me do that.
Nope.
I just decided last...
Nope. Don't worry about them parents. We're just like school teachers. We'll take care of those pesky Neanderthals.
I just decided last week, and so I kind of want to get in as soon as possible. Do you have any appointments available?
I just decided last week. Oof.
Soon?
Yeah, it depends on the location too, but we usually do have availability for like the next week of whenever you call.
You think that if I came in, went over everything with the doctor and they could send the prescription that day?
Yes, I think they should be able to. The provider is going to send the prescription to your pharmacy the same day of your appointment.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So I can get the hormones the same day.
Some pharmacies do take a little bit to get it together. But yeah, if not the same day, then more than likely the very next day.
This should chill America. But it won't. Why? Because in our self-centered, our authentic self-society, where we have got to let people be whatever they want to be, we are willing to give drugs, mind-altering, body-altering drugs to children because they're confused about their gender. Lila Rose went on the Fox News to break this story.
It's absolutely insane. Planned Parenthood, which has bragged about being one of the leading providers of cross-sex hormones, is actually providing cross-sex hormones, which are life-altering, to 16-year-olds without any therapy, any psychiatric evaluation, any counseling appointment. And they're doing same-day appointments to send them right away to the prescription store to get their drugs. And this can be, of course, life-altering, these trans hormones, life-altering for minors. And this is what they're doing across the country. It's absolutely outrageous.
It is, and you're paying for it. To the tune of $700 million a year goes to Planned Parenthood, which, seeing its live abortions, if you will, being jeopardized and threatened by what, the morning after pill, which, by the way, 10% of all of the women who take the abortion pill, they experience really serious side effects. Shh, you can order those by mail. You don't even need to see a doc for that. Is that where we're at with this? We'll just send drugs to you that'll kill your baby through the post. And there's so little oversight, and it's threatening Planned Parenthood. So what do they do to replace that revenue? Well, guess what? They're finding a cash cow in confused children.
There's a couple of different issues that were raised during your undercover calls, Lila. First is the involvement of a parent. I looked up, I think some of your calls were in the state of New York. So we researched what is the law in the state of New York. It does require for a 16-year-old to have parental consent. Now, the question in your calls is what was being communicated there when the 16-year-old says, but I don't want my mom in the room. So were they willing to go forward with these prescriptions for, as you mentioned, life-altering drugs without parental consent?
So what Planned Parenthood did multiple times was waffle on this very issue, because there it is right. In many states, it's required by the law to have parental consent. These are life-altering cross-sex hormones. And as you heard on one of the calls that you just aired, Will, they said, well, she needs to be in the room for some of it, but she can maybe leave the room for part of it. Again, indicating that maybe there's a sleight of hand that we can do here. And again, no therapy required here. We're going to get you this prescription. And I think the question you have to ask is, well, why is Planned Parenthood doing this? They're this abortion chain. Why are they now bragging about being a leader of cross-sex hormones being given to people of all ages, including minors? And the reality is, you don't make money on things like therapy, right? You're going to make money on being that, billing maybe Medicaid or billing, an insurance company for cross-sex hormones. That's a moneymaker for you. And they
how Judas-like. Just money. We don't care who it harms, as long as we make money and stay in business. Well done to live action. There's bad actors. Planned Parenthood, they would be maybe the star of the show in America. They're murdering babies left and as we speak. Babies are dying right now. Can you hear the vacuums? And as that business potentially wanes, what are they doing? They're willing to prescribe. What Planned Parenthood? What are you doing? You're Planned Parenthood. This is about babies and family planning. What does that have to do with LGBTQ, except for the fact that they all have the same shared value, sex? It's always sexual to the core. They should have no business. This is like they're doing nose operations at Planned Parenthood. What does that have to do with your supposed mission? Planned Parenthood. Bad actors. And as long as I brought up the subject, Mom and Dad, I've been reading a proliferation of articles warning you, make sure you've got some sort of filter, some sort of tracker, some sort of a way to know what your kids are doing. I didn't bring in one of the articles. It's an organization like 947 or something like that. And they get kids, they lure them in somehow. Yeah, some of it's the sex trade stuff, but it's to get them to do violent deeds, like really grotesque, awful, wicked, violent things. Film them, send them, and then they put them on this network. Here's another article. This is AP News, how extremist groups are radicalizing teens online. And it's the story of a 12-year-old kid who just was doing his thing, gorging on videos of decapitation and torture. That they made, this is from the article, they made even case-hardened French court officials look away. Mom had no idea why he was spending all that time. They're calling it a global threat because this is what they're claiming, that they have a path from violent porn to jihadi propaganda. There's a funnel. there's a process to move kids from one level of wickedness to another. And these violent videos, these wicked, atrocious act videos, police analysis of this particular 12-year-old boy's computer found 1,739 jihadi videos of decapitation, throat slitting, shootings, said the prosecutor. He also had how-to videos on bomb making and killing, including one that appeared to show the real-life death of a tied-down man being methodically chopped into pieces. And the kids apparently are digging it. Article number two, Meta's AI chat boxes grooming children through role play and sexually explicit conversations. That's from the Wall Street Journal. There's bad actors out there. There's wicked people. Oh, for the day when you could send your kids out to play. But this day, you got to protect your kids like nobody's business from bad actors. And oftentimes those actors are teaching our kids in schools, or at least running them. And some of those bad actors, it's your local city council too often, or your board of education. Look out, Mom and Dad. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.